Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz says tough action will be taken against anyone trying to disrupt Israel's pullout from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli defense chief said the army and police will make every effort to maintain law and order and warned that anyone acting illegally will be treated according to the law. Mr. Mofaz told a Jerusalem news conference that he expects about half of the 8,500 Gaza settlers to leave voluntarily before the deadline midnight Tuesday night. Israeli security forces clashed with Jewish extremists attempting to block moving vans from entering Neve Dekalim, the largest of the Gaza settlements. Meir Ben Ishai is the commander of police at the scene. Commander Ben Ishai said police will remove the resistors to allow the shipping containers to be delivered to the settlers who had ordered them in preparation for their evacuation. Police said they arrested several protesters who had scuffled with police and soldiers. Elsewhere, Israeli troops fired warning shots at Palestinian youths who rushed a wall outside a settlement to place a flag from the militant Hamas group on it. Some 200 Hamas activists and supporters were in the crowd, which was addressed by Hamas spokesman Yunus al-Astal, who told them the evacuation from Gaza is only the first step. He said eventually Jerusalem and, as he put it, every inch of Palestinian land from the sea to the Jordan River would be liberated. He said resistance is the only path to victory for the Palestinian people. Larry James, VOA News, Jerusalem.